little media coverage of one of the largest strikes in the University of California system, where over 25,000 UC workers went on a 24-hour strike. On Wednesday, November 20th, students, staff, faculty, and community members stood in solidarity with a system-wide UC worker strike. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Local 3299 asked me, the union that represents then over 22,000 service and patient care workers in the UC system chose to go on strike. ASME union represents custodians, food service workers, cooks, bus drivers, licensed vocational nurses, nursing assistants, medical assistants, and techs. The strike was called in response to a coordinated campaign of illegal intimidation, coercion, and threats against UC patient care and service workers who participated in a walkout in May over unsafe staffing levels at the UC-supported hospitals. UC administrators are seeking to enforce unfair labor practices and dangerously low staffing levels that are putting workers at risk to injury. The Student Academic Workers Union, UAW 2865, authorized a strike in solidarity with other UC workers. Graduate student workers have been bargaining with UC Regents on their contract since September, when the contract expired and was due to be renewed. Some of the bargaining demands included in the UAW's 2865's contract are giving graduate student researchers bargaining rights, providing more support for graduate student parents with more child care subsidies, having all gender inclusive bathrooms in every building on all UC campus. Again, these are but a few of the bargaining demands. Together, students and workers picketed at every campus and withheld from work associated with the university. At UC Davis, where students were brutally pepper sprayed by university police on November 18, 2011, graduate student workers organized an anti-oppression rally in remembrance of that day and demanded that UC administrators, like Chancellor Katehi, who gave orders to silence student dissent on that November afternoon, and the newly appointed UC president and former head of the Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, to stop taking monies from students to pay for their over $400,000 salaries and cease the trend of austerity measures on the UCs. Students and workers across the UC campuses are feeling the suppression of their resistance from blatant police force to behind-the-scenes legal actions and intimidation tactics. As the UCs continue to lean towards a privatized model, the weight of carrying out quality education and maintaining suitable facilities is increasingly placed on the shoulders of the most underfunded workers and students. For more information about the strike and the current bargaining demands, you can check out our website. We have also included some links to a few of the articles that cover the strike and its significance.
Todos los pueblos del mundo la mano nos van a dar para devolver a España su perdida libertad. A la huelga 10, a la huelga 100, a la huelga madre yo voy también, a la huelga 100, a la huelga 1000, yo por ellos madre y ellos por mí.